From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardif. Scientists are trying to learn more about a rare bat roost recently discovered in Immokalee. It's rare because it belongs to the endangered bonneted bat, and it's only the second of its kind in South Florida. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros joined U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologists on a journey into the Florida Panther National Wildlife Refuge to monitor the bats.
Getting to the bonneted bat roost is a trek. Biologists like Sarah Steele Cabrera start with a 20-minute swamp buggy ride.
I guess I have almost unseated myself a few times, driving a little too fast over some of these limestone cap rocks.
She's driving through pine flatwoods and open prairies. So little is known about bonneted bats that even the most basic information, like counting them as they emerge from their roost after sunset, is vital. And that's why scientists now come out to the roost twice a month to learn what they can by just watching.
It sounds silly because it's a really basic question, but we don't know how large of a group that these bats live in. So all we do is we go out there and we count bats, and that's about it. And we've arrived.
We includes three volunteers to help Steele Cabrera count bats tonight. They get out of the buggy to start working their way through cabbage palms, slash pines, and sawgrass. That's how Steele Cabrera and a University of Florida researcher found the bat roost on foot.
We were just walking around in an area where we had seen and heard a lot of them. And so that was in July.
What are we walking through right now?
Well, it's not an official trail. I guess we've kind of made it one. We're walking to the roost, a couple hundred feet here.
Eventually, the vegetation disappears, and all four observers are looking up at a tall, thin, dead tree, or snag.
So this is our slash pine snag. You can see it's been through some fire down at the bottom. Yeah, I think the next really big storm we get through here might knock it down. There's a pretty round hole towards the top of this snag, and you can kind of make out like a dark streak of the bat guano dripping down out of that hole.
Guano meaning feces.
And that's how you know bats use it.
The roost is unique because the bats made it in a natural setting, says Mark Danaher. He's a wildlife biologist with the Panther Refuge. He says the bonneted bat is one of the rarest species in Florida.
It only occurs within five counties surrounding and including Collier County. The fact that we found this roost is going to allow us and other researchers to study this species and to gain more insight as to what types of habitats the species is utilizing.
It's hard to hear right now, but those high-pitched noises are the bonneted bats inside the roost. Their sounds get louder and more frequent as the sun begins to set.
Despite the mosquitoes, it's not a time that most people, myself included, tend to be out in the woods unless I'm camping. So it's a really nice way to watch the forest shift from daytime to nighttime, really listen to all the different insects and the frogs, start hearing owls.
As the green treetops transition into black silhouettes, the bat sounds get louder. Just in case you're unable to hear their high pitch, we brought down the frequency. Listen closely. About 25 minutes after sunset, the bats burst out of the hollow treetop. 15 large bats fly out and swoop down like paragliders, gone in an instant to feed on mosquitoes through the night. They won't return until sunrise. But even though they left, there are still some sounds coming from the snag. Steele Cabrera thinks they're bonneted bat pups. She's sitting on the ground with her back against a tree. She continues to look up and take notes.
I've never worked with bats before, so going from having never really seen a bat up close to getting to be a part of something really exciting for the scientific community was great and unexpected.
Steele Cabrera will come back in a couple weeks to witness the emergence again. She hopes this information will help to manage and protect this unique bat species. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.